Port workers on the Great Lakes must have transportation worker identification credentials or TWIC cards to have unescorted access to secure areas. Duluth Seaway Port Authority facilities manager Jim Sherrill says somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 port workers have obtained the cards in Duluth Superior.
I'd say we're in real good shape for the beginning. I'm sure that there will be some kind of bumps in the road with persons that show up at the door and somehow never heard about it, but they'll be able to be escorted and then they can apply for their TWIC cards.
Brown County Harbor Commission Port Manager Dean Hain in Green Bay says the time it takes to get a card has been the biggest issue for workers he's seen.
You could go there and get registered and get approved, and you may not get your card for 3 to 4 months, it seems.
Milwaukee Port Director Eric Reinelt says they have 250 people with cards, not including truckers, rail crews, or contractors. Reinelt adds they've had few problems with the cards and expects they will improve port security.
They've warned us to keep them away from magnets and heat and anything that could distort the image and the chip inside. But as far as being a secure card, I think they are. They're very well made.
The cards will provide visual identification for port workers at this time. Crew members of international ships will need to be escorted in and out of secure zones. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.